You're listening to All Things Considered. The Arctic chill that swept into the region earlier this week is causing the San Joaquin Valley's $2 billion citrus industry to shudder in fear over what could become a devastating loss if evening temperatures continue to plummet. FM89's Ezra David Romero reports on what one valley grower is doing to combat the freeze.
James McFarland's eyes are sleepy and red.
I've been out most of the night for the last two nights, and it looks like that'll occur for another four or five more.
The Fresno County citrus farmer has 480 acres of Valencias, Tangelos, and Mandarins. He intends to warm his orchards with 61 wind turbines and sprinklers. An Arctic storm blew into the region this week, dropping temperatures to as low as 23 degrees in his orchard on Thursday morning. And it's only expected to get colder this evening.
The combination of Arctic air coming down from the north and very dry air coming down from the north, that's a double whammy.
That's Sean Boyd, a lecturer at Fresno State who teaches weather and climate. Cold snaps aren't unusual for the region. In fact, cold air is good for citrus as long as temperatures don't consistently fall below 28 degrees. But the timing of this storm and the one following it early next week could be a 1-2 punch to the region's citrus industry. Ryan Jacobson with the Fresno County Farm Bureau says that on Tuesday and Wednesday night, most growers likely escape significant losses.
It's kind of looking forward to see what comes up the next few nights, and then potentially a week to 10 days out, there's another potential cold storm coming in.
The problem with a cold front blowing in early is that there's a lot of fruit still on the trees.
We're still fairly early in the season, so yeah, with almost 85% of the crop still on the tree, there's a lot of fruit at risk if this weather turns more severe.
That's Bob Blakely with the trade association California Citrus Mutual. He says that high sugar content in crops this year may protect the industry because sugar in fruit acts like antifreeze in a car. But even so, growers are wary. McFarland and his crew will spend the next week fighting to keep his citrus crop from freezing. He says he's already lost part of his most delicate citrus variety, mandarins, which have a thin skin.
One of my supervisors told me he sliced the end of an orange off and he was actually seeing white ice in the flesh of the fruit. And that's an indicator that those cells will die and that juice will rot and that will become an inedible piece of fruit.
Growers across the valley will spend the next couple of nights monitoring temperatures in the coldest parts of their properties and slicing fruit to see freeze levels. These same farmers have their fingers crossed in hope that the citrus industry escapes the damage left by past freezes. Once again, Sean Boyd.
I can rattle off a few years where there have been devastating freezes to the citrus industry here in Central California. 1913, 1932, 1949, 1972, 1978, 1990, and 1998.
He says this year's freeze sounds familiar.
December 1998 seems to be very close to what's happening right now, what's evolving now. Not only the cold air, but by Friday night, Saturday morning, even the potential for a little bit of accumulating snow on the valley floor, which is currently in the forecast.
The 1998 freeze rocked the region, costing the citrus industry more than $600 million and hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs. For now, Citrus Mutual reports only light damage to the crop, but that could change.
We just got to remain vigilant and then be ready to evaluate it once it passes.
The total damage the hard freeze could inflict on the industry won't be known for 3 to 4 weeks. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.